We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I did not pick Rush to start the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm going to put my stamp of approval on it here as we head into the weekend. Jane, we were just talking about, we have a massive snowstorm, right? What are they saying now?
I mean, Snowmageddon.
Oh, whoa.
French toast for everybody.
But Dave Murray is going to join us with an update in just a couple of minutes. You know, we've talked a lot about the supply chain, right? Mm-hmm. And if you look at store shelves, especially today here in St. Louis, you'll see a lot of empty things. But what if you were told that maybe it's not the supply chain? Maybe the reason you're not getting stuff, you know, delivered to you, can't buy it in the store, is because trains are being robbed in California. Because apparently, that's what's happening. And something went viral yesterday from a photojournalist from California, CBS LA, John Schreiber, who also, I understand, is a St. Louis guy and a Mizzou alum. He joins us tonight to talk about what he discovered, because the video is, this is a little tougher to do on radio because the video is amazing. John, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Let's get the background first and foremost. We love the local connection. So you grew up here?
Yeah, I was born and raised there. You know, my whole family still lives there. My parents still live there. The St. Louis question, what high school did you go to? I went to Chaminade.
There you go.
All right. What year did you graduate?
2004.
Oh,
and,
excellent.
And then I went to Mizzou for grad school for photojournalism.
Awesome. Wow. So you've been in L.A. for how long?
I've been in L.A. for about 10 years now. So I've been working as a journalist out here for that long, and all the crazy things that happen out here.
So you heard our reference to the snow. You know farewell how the panic ensues here when just a little bit of snow is in the forecast, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I'm sure, yeah, the store shelves are bare and everyone's going crazy.
a little bit.
Pretty much.
So I saw somebody, I think it was my friend Scott Jennings from Louisville, Jane, we mentioned, mm-hmm. Joe's going to join us, tweeted this out. And I think his retweet was, who thought that there were still train robberies? So John tweets out, keep hearing of train burglaries in L.A. on the scanner. So I went to Lincoln Heights to see it all. And there's looted packages as far as the eye can see. Amazon packages, UPS boxes, unused COVID tests, fishing lures. That was my favorite. You found a rooster tail. And I've used those before, so don't throw that away. But this was kind of an amazing
scene.
Yeah,
hold on to it.
Yeah, but you weren't expecting even to see half of what you saw, probably. It was kind of amazing video, and it caught on and went a little viral, didn't it?
No, yeah, and it really was. I mean, I, like I said, I cover some crazy stuff out here, and this is the first story in a while where I really was just, like, speechless looking and seeing what I saw. And like I said, it's radio, so it's unfortunate you can't see what I'm talking about. But, I mean, just imagine four or five blocks of train tracks just completely covered in from, you know, a higher view just looks like cardboard boxes. But when you get down closer and start looking at the packages, you realize these are, you know, parcels destined for someone's front doorstep. And you start seeing, you know, like the Amazon smile on the side of the box, or you'll see the REI logo, and you realize these were all, you know, stuff that people ordered online and it never made it.
Yeah, so you actually put a picture on your string. There was a package. Some of the packages were just lying there, Jane. They were unopened. Some were open. You had one that was from REI going to Bainbridge Island, Washington. So you typed in the UPS tracking number, didn't you?
Yeah, I just, you know, pulled up their app and typed in the tracking number and found out, you know, it listed it delayed, obviously. And obviously it's not going to make it there because it's empty and it's sitting in a rail yard in L.A. But you know, actually, the name of the person is on there, and I've actually been trying to reach out to him. I found out he actually works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, so I've been trying to contact him through their PR people just to see, hey, you know, your package is never going to make it. It's here. Hope that solves the mystery for you.
Well, John, wow. how is this happening? And I would encourage people, I retweeted this yesterday, but some of the video, like I'm looking at the one where you said, as you can see, trains frequently slow or stop in this area. And it just looks, it almost looks like the devastation from the tornadoes that we saw across Kentucky and elsewhere with just stuff littered everywhere. And then there's a train down the tracks, right? That's sort of the image that it conjures up.
Yeah, it really does. You know, like when a tornado goes through a warehouse and it just spews debris everywhere, that's exactly what it looks like. And it's happening, like I tweeted out, was that the trains have to stop and slow down in this area because they're getting moved into the what they call the intermodal facility for Union Pacific. And that's where, you know, they'll unload containers or load containers or swap them over to trucks. And, you know, the trains by nature and the logistics are forced to stop in that area. So there's really no way to, you know, drive quickly through there. So it's a good, you know, time for thieves to hop on the train and bust open the containers and take whatever they want.
Is this just a constant scene of debris, or does it eventually get cleaned up? I mean, I'm sure that people are picking through that stuff and stealing it at this point, right?
Yeah, and what happens and what some law enforcement have told me is that, you know, it's a lot of organized crime that's breaking into these, and they're taking the high-value items, and then the stuff they don't want, they kind of discard on the side of the tracks, and then that's left for kind of the scavengers that come through and pick through themselves.
You're telling me that a rooster tail isn't going to fetch a bunch of money on eBay?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe they don't work very well. Maybe they don't catch fish.
Oh,
yeah.
They do.
Well, I mean,
they
can't you beef up security? I mean,
okay, that's a question. What? Yeah, on the security front, what's the answer there?
And the thing is, you know, the funny thing is, I saw Union Pacific. They have their very own law enforcement division, and I actually saw one of their officers chasing two people off the tracks when I was there. But it sounds like, in fact, one of my colleagues, Christine Lazar, who's one of our reporters, you know, I'm the photographer, she actually talked to Union Pacific today, and they're saying that they made over 100 arrests in the last 3 months, but of those 100 people that they've arrested, they said they have not been contacted for any court proceedings.
I was going to say, so, they're not going to, well, yeah.
Do they live here in St. Louis by any chance?
Yeah,
because that's happening here as well.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Union Pacific side of the story. They're saying that they are patrolling, they are arresting people, and they want to see more, I guess, prosecution. And they claim that that's not happening.
Well, I think it's probably fair to say that we got lucky here today because of the St. Louis connection, because you've been bombarded by requests, haven't you?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and every radio station, whatnot. But, you know, I saw the St. Louis connection, so obviously I said, why not?
Well, no, I really appreciate it because it's amazing video, and you know, I've never seen anything really like this. I never thought it was going on.
It makes you wonder. I don't think we have trains that carry packages, but, you know, our trains.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen anywhere. Yeah, you know, it's just they find the weak points, and that's where they go for it.
I mean,
are you? I just want to help you out with one thing here as a Mizzou alum. You're not by any chance a Mizzou basketball fan, are you?
I was when I was there.
Stop
we were really
it.
Good.
Don't do it.
Just follow USC.
Somebody else other than, now, football's fine, but the Mizzou basketball thing, I'm trying to turn everyone against
it's
it.
It's just so sad.
It's too painful.
It is.
It's too painful.
Yeah, like I said, back in, you know, 2008 or whenever I was there, they were pretty good. So.
Yeah. Coach Anderson took them to the Elite Eight. That's right.
Not
John Schreiber. He's at John Schreiber. He's in L.A., CBS2, KCAL9. Thank you so much. Amazing
Chaminade
video.
Chaminade grad,
Mizzou guy.
That's right.
Thank you, John. By the way, a pretty damn good presentation and voice, too. They should let you, you know, in front of the camera. Who do we need to talk to?
I like to stay behind it. Yeah, permanently behind it.
Well, I say this seriously. I'm actually happy to hear that someone is still described as a photojournalist, because I think that these are positions that have been dying out. As you know, when you go through journalism school, you're taught how to do a one-man band. You have to do everything, reporting and photo. And that's coming back into fashion, which is sad, because photojournalists should stand on their own. So I'm glad to see that.
Absolutely.
In LA. Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Pleasure to meet you.
Great.
Good
Thanks
luck.
For having me.
Take care. Go check out the video, because it's really,
I mean, we're
really
talking
good.
About train robberies. That's astounding. I mean, crime is really, really kind of running the world here.
I'm shocked by that video. And you know what's going to happen now that people see that video?
Oh.
It's going to all get cleaned up, because people are going to poke through those packages
or more is going to happen. If it's truly organized crime, they probably are more organized than the police, and certainly probably the prosecutors.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.